From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Former star quarterback Michael Vick walked out of a federal prison today after serving 19 months for bankrolling a dogfighting operation. When Vick pleaded guilty to the crime, he admitted that he agreed to the killing of dogs that didn't perform well by methods including hanging and drowning. He'll now serve 2 months of home confinement, and he'll apparently be working with the Humane Society on anti-dogfighting campaigns. Wayne Pacelli is the president of the Humane Society of the United States. He joins us to explain. And Mr. Pacelli, what exactly is Michael Vick going to be doing for you?
Well, Michael Vick engaged in some reprehensible and vile and cruel activities, and we were leading the charge at the Humane Society of the United States to urge his prosecution. He has served his time, and he requested a meeting. He wanted to work on anti-dogfighting campaigns. I met with him, and
you met with him while he was in prison in Leavenworth,
yes,
Kansas.
Met with him, and we've agreed to keep the dialogue going. And he would like to plug into some of our community-based programs that reach inner-city youth who are at risk for engagement and involvement in dogfighting. And I thought this might be a good platform for him to demonstrate that he can be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Do you actually have a signed agreement with Michael Vick that spells out what exactly he'll do for you?
No, and I think the details really need to be worked out. If he were to work with us in any way, he'd have to do it in a long-term and serious way.
When you went to meet Michael Vick in prison, what was that like for you? Did you have qualms going in?
I had qualms from the very beginning of the process. I still have skepticism. But we have the strongest anti-dogfighting programs in the country, and if Michael Vick is going to be involved in anti-dogfighting work, I thought that it would be best to give him the best platforms in order to advance the issue. But it was odd to sit across from a person that we've written about so much, that we've condemned so severely, to talk about getting constructive. But that's the work that we do. You know, we have people who are ex-trophy hunters who are great advocates on our side of that issue. We have folks who are ex-trappers. We have folks who used to do research on animals. And sometimes these folks who see the light for whatever reason can be very powerful advocates.
So you figure he could be your best messenger in a way of reaching these people who you haven't been able to reach?
His narrative is really powerful. He was at the top of the NFL. He was widely admired, not just by young people, but admired for his incredible athletic ability. And he had a long and hard fall. And I think that's a story that young people can hear and realize that dogfighting is a dead-end activity, that there's no good outcome for any individual who engages in this conduct.
It seems that there's a pretty healthy dose of self-interest on Michael Vick's part here. I mean, for him to get reinstated in the NFL, the NFL commissioner has said that Michael Vick has to show regret and that he can be a positive influence going forward. It seems like you are basically fitting into the rehabilitation of Michael Vick. Is that an uncomfortable position at all for you to be in?
Well, it's certainly not comfortable for us to be viewed in any way as embracing Michael Vick, and it is a risk. We hope that people know that we are not in any way tolerant of his past behavior. But the work of the Humane Society is all about social change. It's about individual change, people doing better in terms of their relationships with animals. And this is a very difficult case and a very difficult circumstance. But if Michael Vick can change, I think that that might give us, you know, greater hope for the broader possibilities in society. But it's really up to him.
Well, Wayne Pacelli, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Wayne Pacelli is the president of the Humane Society of the United States.